The Gospel of John. Mary Magdalene stayed outside the tomb weeping. As she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you had carried him away, tell me where you laid him, and I will take him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them I am going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. The Gospel, the good news of Christ. Did you ever walk by a person you knew well without even seeing them? That happened to me once, some years ago. A very good friend and I worked for the same company, but in different buildings. One morning, as I walked down the hallway of my building, I heard my name. I looked over, and there was my friend. I didn't even see her, even though she was right next to me. Only her calling my name allowed my eyes to be open to see her. That might have been what happened to Mary, as she didn't recognize Jesus or see Jesus because Jesus could not be there. Jesus was dead. Seeing Jesus was impossible. When Jesus said her name, not only were her eyes opened, but her heart was opened as well. She was able to see Jesus in a whole new context, in a whole new way. How often do we fail to see Jesus? Are our eyes and hearts closed to seeing him in the people we work with, the ones we live with, or even the ones we walk by on the street? Clearly, we know the context for seeing Jesus in our everyday life comes from Scripture. "Whatsoever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me." During this Easter time, can we, like Mary, open our eyes and hearts to see Jesus in our midst?